Kansas State University, through the International Wheat Genome Sequencing Consortium, recently published in the International Journal Science a detailed description of the genome of bread wheat, the world's most widely cultivated crop. The research article, authored by more than 200 scientists from 73 research institutions in 20 countries, presents the reference genome of the bread wheat variety Chinese Spring. The DNA sequence ordered along the 21 wheat chromosomes is the highest quality genome sequence produced to date for wheat. It is the result of 13 years of collaborative international research. According to Bikram Gill, distinguished professor at K-State, it is a dream come true for Kansas wheat farmers, who were the first to invest in the wheat genome sequencing project and pivotal in rallying U.S. wheat farmers in support of the project. With the reference genome sequence now completed, breeders have at their disposal new tools to address global challenges. They will be able to more rapidly identify genes and regulatory elements underlying complex agronomic traits such as yield, grain quality, resistance to fungal diseases, and tolerance to physical stress, and produce hardier wheat varieties. K-State wheat breeder Alan Fritz says completion of the sequence is a landmark event that will serve as a critical foundation for future wheat improvement. It is the key to allowing efficient, real-time integration of relevant genetics, making the selection process more efficient. It is a turbocharger for wheat breeding. It is expected that the availability of a high-quality reference genome sequence will boost wheat improvement over the next decades, with benefits similar to those that were observed with maize and rice after their reference sequences were produced. Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin says Kansas wheat farmers have been supporting the wheat genome sequencing efforts through the Kansas Wheat Commission's wheat assessment since the establishment of the consortium in 2005, with a cumulative amount of nearly $250,000. He said the sequence of the bread wheat genome has already had a positive effect on wheat improvement, which not only affects the science behind wheat breeding, but has a long-lasting positive outcome in regard to wheat producer productivity, profitability, and ultimately, livelihoods. Sequencing the bread wheat genome was long considered an impossible task due to its enormous size, its 5 times larger than the human genome, and its complexity. This work will pave the way for the production of wheat varieties better adapted to climate challenges with higher yields, enhanced nutritional quality, and improved sustainability. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.